worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of John in the New Testament, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verses 1 through 14, John chapter 1. Father, we thank you once again for the powerful and the wonderful gift of your Word. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to open your Word every day and spend time one-on-one with you. Thank you for the ways in which we, as we spend time reading and meditating on your Word, we get to commune with you, we get to spend time with you, we get to pray and just meditate with you and talk with you, to listen, to draw on the grace, the power, the strength that comes from spending time with you in your Word. More and more with every passing day, help us to fall more in love with you and with your Word, and empower us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your Word. Open our eyes and our understanding to recognize, Lord, that your Word really is the answer to all of our problems, all of our struggles, all of our challenges, everything we face. Your Word is the key to all of life. Help us to live that and to read and meditate on it like we truly believe that to be true as well. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful that your Son became flesh and dwelt among us, came to this earth, Father, and received all the ridicule and the misunderstanding, the abuse, Father, even to death on the cross. For us, Father, you sent your Son for us. We thank you for that. We praise you. God, we pray for the broadcast today that you will give listeners ears to hear the things that you want to say to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. The American Family Association invites you to join millions of Americans in a day of prayer and appreciation for law enforcement on Sunday, June the 13th. This is our opportunity, our chance to show respect and appreciation toward those who bravely serve and protect our families. Too many times they're taken for granted. Let them know that you believe in the importance and the critical place of their work and who they are and what they do. Here are three ways you can show your support for those who serve. First, you can pray for them. Urge your pastor and fellow church members to designate a special time during Sunday services to pray for law enforcement officers in your community. Gather with your friends to pray. Also, thank and appreciate them. The next time you see police officers in a restaurant, pay for the lunch or dinner. Prepare a few personal handwritten notes of encouragement for officers in your community as well. And then thirdly, recognize them. Post notes of appreciation on social media. You can visit afa.net for helpful resources, and please add your name to thousands of others that are committed to praying for our law enforcement officers on Sunday, June the 13th. I continue to remind you that our email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And would like to encourage you to keep in mind, too, that we on a regular basis are encouraging you to email us to get some of the prayer tools and the discipleship tools, tools to help you in your walk with the Lord, tools to help you and your family as you help to disciple your family, but also tools that we're encouraging you to share every day with others that you know, because the reality is every believer can use help, strength, and encouragement in their prayer life and in their life as a disciple. You know, you and I are called to be disciples, and we're called to make disciples. And that's to be a lifestyle. That's to be something we do on a consistent basis. So the hope that you'll take the time to do that. Excuse me. Again, the email jparker@afa.net. Well, today we continue reading through the Word of God. But before we get into the reading itself, I want to remind you once again, one of the prayer tools we provide is called Kingdom Prayers. And they're prayers based on the Word of God. And we would encourage you to email us to get the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool. And I would encourage you to take time to pray through them every day. It doesn't take but just a few minutes, but it's a very fruitful prayer tool to use. And of course, if you don't already have the habit of reading three chapters in your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that habit. You know, God's Word, as we read a few moments ago, tells us in the book of John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Remember this, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God cures all the ills of life. And Christ himself told us in his Word, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Every human being needs Jesus desperately, whether they realize it or not. By simply starting the habit of reading three chapters in the Bible every day, God's Word will begin to bring healing, grace, and blessing to every part of your life. Now, you might think, you mean just by reading the Bible? Yes, by simply spending time reading and meditating on Scripture. Why? Because the grace and the power and the anointing of God flows from His Word as we read and meditate on it every single day. You're not too busy to read the Word of God, in spite of the fact that you might think you are. In fact, one could say that you and I can't afford to neglect reading the Word of God. It's that important, and even more important than that. Open your Bible and let God pour grace and healing into your life today. Our lives literally cry out for the Word of God. I hope that you'll start making that a high priority to open your Bible and spend time with God one-on-one every single day. Now, praying some of the prayers from the Kingdom Prayer Tool, starting with the first one. We'll be sharing the salvation prayer towards the end of the broadcast, so we'll do that a little later. But the second prayer listed is the Lord's Prayer. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Okay, we'll go ahead and read the salvation prayer as well now. "Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong. I repent of all my sins. Forgive me for all the wrong I've done. I do believe that you died on the cross to pay for my sins, and I believe that 3 days later you rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." And then the third prayer listed is the prayer of Jabez. "Lord, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Place your hand anew upon me and keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen." 1 Kings chapter 8, starting at verse 1. "Now Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief fathers of the children of Israel, to King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the city of David, which is Zion. Therefore, all the men of Israel assembled with King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, which is the seventh month. So all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. Then they brought up the ark of the Lord, the tabernacle of meeting, and all the holy furnishings that were in the tabernacle. The priests and the Levites brought them up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled with him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be counted or numbered for multitude. Then the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place, into the inner sanctuary of the temple, to the most holy place, under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim overshadowed the ark and its poles. The poles extended so that the ends of the poles could be seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside. And they were there to this, and they are there to this day. Nothing was in the ark except the two tablets of stone which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass when the priests came out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon spoke. The Lord said he would dwell in the dark cloud. I have surely built you an exalted house and a place for you to dwell in forever. Then the king turned around and blessed the whole assembly of Israel while all the assembly of Israel was standing. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to my father David, and with his hand has fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I have chosen no city from any tribe of Israel in which to build a house, that my name might be there. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, Whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the temple, but your son who will come from your body, he shall build the temple for my name. So the Lord has fulfilled his word which he spoke, and I have filled the position of my father David, and sit on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised. And I have built a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And there I have made a place for the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven above, or on earth below like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants, who walk before you with all their hearts. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand. Verses 1 through 22. 1 Kings chapter 8, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be back.
I don't wanna be afraid, and I don't wanna fear the storm just because I hear it roar. I don't wanna fear the storm. I don't wanna fear the storm. Gonna be afraid, 'cause these waves are only waves. I'm not gonna be afraid. No, I'm not gonna be afraid. And I'm not gonna fear the storm. You are greater than its roar. Oh, I'm not gonna fear the storm. No,
music of Hope Darst, Peace Be Still. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Continuing to take time to pray through some of the prayers in the Kingdom Prayers prayer tools, picking them up with a fourth prayer, praying the Ten Commandments. Lord, thank you this day. Help me this day to put you first in every way and all that I do. Help me, Lord, to not make or have any graven images. Help me, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help me, Father, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Lord, help me this day to honor my father and my mother. Lord, help me today to not murder. Help me to not commit adultery. Help me to not steal. Lord, help me to tell the truth. Help me, Lord, to not covet. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And the fifth prayer is a prayer for wisdom, similar to the prayer King Solomon prayed in 1 Kings chapter 3. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, on this day, give me wisdom to be the best that I can be. Lord, help me to be the wise person that you want me to be on this day in the name of Jesus. Help and guide me by your Holy Spirit to do all that you've called me to do. In Jesus' name, amen. And the next prayer is a prayer based on the prayer of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6. Here I am, Lord, this day. I am available. Send me this day to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. And the seventh prayer. Here I am, Lord. What would you have me to do this day? In Jesus' name, amen. And of course, this is a prayer based on prayer prayed by the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9, verse 6. And then one more here at this time. Lord, in and of ourselves, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Deliver us from this present evil and the evil one. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And that's a prayer based on or similar to the prayer prayed by King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 12. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the book of 1 Kings chapter 8, starting at verse 22. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven above or on earth below like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants, who walk before you with all their hearts. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, You shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel, only if your sons take heed to their way, that they walk before me as you have walked before me. And now I pray, O God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David, my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold heaven, and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built? Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today, that your eyes may be opened toward this temple night and day, toward the place of which you said, My name shall be there, that you may hear the prayer which your servant makes toward this place. And may you hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward the place, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. When anyone sins against his neighbor and is forced to take an oath, and comes and takes an oath before your altar in this temple, then hear in heaven and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked, bringing his way on his head, and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. When your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and when they turn back to you and confess your name, and pray and make supplication to you in this temple, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you gave to their fathers. When the heavens are shut up, and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, when they pray toward this place and confess your name, and turn from their sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. When there is famine in the land, pestilence or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, when their enemy besieges them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, when each one knows the plague of his own heart and spreads out his hands toward this temple, then hear in heaven your dwelling place and forgive and act and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know the hearts of all the sons of men, that they may fear you all the days that they live in the land which you gave to our fathers. Moreover, concerning a foreigner who is not of your people Israel, but has come from a far country, for your name's sake, for they will hear of your great name and your strong hand and your outstretched arm, when he comes and prayer and prays toward this temple, hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, that all peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this temple which I have built is called by your name. When your people go out to battle against their enemy, wherever you send them, and when they pray to the Lord toward the city which you have chosen and the temple which I have built for your name, then hear in heaven their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause. When they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, and they take them captive to the land of the enemy, far or near, yet when they come to themselves in the land where they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication to you in the land of those who took them captive, saying, we have sinned and done wrong. We have committed wickedness. And when they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who led them away captive, and pray to you toward their land, which you gave to their fathers, the city which you have chosen and the temple which I have built for your name, then hear in heaven your dwelling place their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause and forgive your people who have sinned against you and all their transgressions which they have transgressed against you, and grant them compassion before those who took them captive, that they may have compassion on them, for they are your people and your inheritance, whom you brought out of Egypt, out of the iron furnace, that your eyes may be open to the supplication of your servant and the supplication of your people Israel, to listen to them whenever they call to you. For you separated them from among all the peoples of the earth to be your inheritance, as you spoke by your servant Moses when you brought our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. And so it was when Solomon had finished praying all this prayer and supplication to the Lord, that he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. Then he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And may these words of mine, with which I have made supplication before the Lord, be near the Lord our God day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as each day may require, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no other. Let your heart, therefore, be loyal to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments as at this day. Then the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifices before the Lord. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered to the Lord, 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. On the same day, the king consecrated the middle of the court that was in front of the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings, grain offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar that was before the Lord was too small to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings. At that time, Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great assembly from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt, before the Lord our God, 7 days and seven more days, 14 days. On the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the good that the Lord had done for his servant David and for Israel, his people. 1 Kings chapter 9. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord and the king's house and all Solomon's desire which he wanted to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have consecrated this house which you have built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Now, if you walk before me as your father David walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, as I promised David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. But if you or your sons at all turn from following me, and do not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land which I have given them. And this house which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight. Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And as for this house which is exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and will hiss and say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? Verses 1 through 8, 1 Kings chapter 9. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be back. Music of Mercy Me, the song Here With Me. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Before we get back to our Bible reading, we continue to share some of the prayers from the prayer tool Kingdom Prayers. We pick up now with prayer based on Psalm 91. And just a word of encouragement to every single listener, I would continue to remind and encourage you, make it your business to pray Psalm 91 absolutely every single day. It's a unique tool and weapon in the Word of God for divine protection. And remember, we live in a crazy and a dangerous world, but no one can protect you like the Lord can. And one of the ways whereby we can appropriate God's protection is by praying in faith, praying Psalm 91 every single day. Let's take time to pray it now. Lord, today I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God, in you I trust. Surely you deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You cover me with your feathers and under your wings I trust. Your truth is my shield and buckler. And so I am not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes do I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High my habitation, no evil befalls me, nor does any plague come near my dwelling. For he gives his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. I trample underfoot, because I have set my love upon him. Therefore he delivers me. He sets me on high because he is known, because I have known his name. I call upon him and he answers me. He is with me in trouble. He delivers me and honors me with long life. He satisfies me and shows me his salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then the final kingdom prayers prayer tool listed is simply the high priestly prayer from Aaron in the book of Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We continue reading now in the New Testament, the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 1, starting at verse 11. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things which I write to you, indeed, before God, I do not lie. Afterward, I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they were hearing only, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God in me. Galatians chapter 2. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me. And I went up by revelation and communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because a false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth, to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But from those who seemed to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no man, for those who seemed to be something added nothing to me. But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me, as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter, for he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, "If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain." Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham, and the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you all the nations shall be blessed." So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak in the manner of men. Though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, "and to seeds," as of many, but as of one. "And to your seed, who is Christ." And this I say, that the law, which has 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ. verses 1 through 16, Galatians chapter 3. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. And as we usually do, we end the broadcast with giving people the opportunity. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, we want to give you the opportunity today to make that all-important decision. In all of life, there's no more important decision than that decision to ask Christ to come into your heart and to give your life to Him. Would you, if you'd like to make that step and pray a prayer of salvation in order to be saved today, please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You love me so much that you came into this world. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins, and 3 days later you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent of the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrongs I've done. Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I ask you, Lord, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me and teach me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please do email us. We'd like to send you, if you prayed that prayer and committed your heart to the Lord, we'd like to send you some materials to help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Again, jparker@afa.net. Or if you'd like to receive some of the prayer tools and other discipleship tools we provide, again, simply email us, jparker@afa.net. As always, we appreciate you being part of our listening family. Please pray much for the ministry of the Hour of Intercession and the ministry of the American Family Association. We desire very much to receive your, for you to pray and lift us up in prayer daily. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.